Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as I continue to broadcast live from the Administaff Small Business Classic here in Woodlands, Texas, north of Houston, hard by to Houston. It's my seventh year at the seventh annual Small Business Classic, Administaff Small Business Classic, Small Business and Golf all together. And then for me, folks, good food, good friends, small business and golf. It doesn't get any better than that. The weather's been perfect, and I love coming and doing this every year, and God willing, we'll be doing it for a few more. I'm very excited about having Jerry Sarvati back on the show, especially today, because as many times as Jerry's been on our show, we've always done it remote. He's been somewhere else, Scotland or somewhere else, and so we've done it remote as I do most of my interviews. But since Jerry and I are both here at the tournament, we decided to get together and do it face-to-face. Jerry Sarvati, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you here. It's good to see you this week.
And, thank you.
And having a lot of fun. Now, your golf club in Scotland, you told us about it. It was a gleam in your eye when you first started telling us about it. I remember coming here several years ago, and you were showing us the renderings, and you had the PowerPoint presentation. It was beautiful. And then you built it, aren't they? You went over there and built it. And then since you've come back and you've reported on us to us on what it was like dealing with the government, all the different folks, the builders, et cetera, in another country, in Scotland. They got different ways of doing business over there, don't they?
They sure do. They sure do.
And so you built the thing, and now you're up and running. And talk to us about it, and tell us the name of the place.
Well, it's funny, ironic. I've said this to several people. There seems to be a constant evolution
right.
of things changing, which mm-hmm. is just like any business
right.
you'd be in. And we're up and running. We've been up and running now. Somewhat unluckily, we opened in April of 2008. Didn't know where we were.
Who knew?
Time. But we're up and running. We're continuing to grow. We're continuing to do things. It hasn't been easy. The world is, I've said this several times, the world's a smaller place.
Yeah.
I mean, we're global. Everything that happens, everyone knows about it daily. And that affects the way people think.
Right. Right.
And so we've had, we've seen the same things that I'm sure everybody in the world's seen.
Mm-hmm. Now the golf course. And it's an experience. It's not just a golf course. That's the name.
The Renaissance Club.
Yeah, the Renaissance Club.
As they say over there, the Renaissance Club.
Renaissance. But there's another part of it. The Renaissance Club at Archer.
At Archerfield.
Archerfield, that's right. Yeah. I couldn't get the field in there for some reason. Yeah. The Renaissance Club at Archerfield, and it's separated from Muirfield. Those golfers who know golf in England, Scotland, is separated by a wall, isn't it?
That's right.
You guys are next-door neighbors to Muirfield.
Next-door neighbor, right?
One of the famous courses over there.
Famous open venue. In fact, the Open Championship will be there again in 2013.
Yeah, and so you guys – and you do have access to the Firth of Forth. A couple of your holes actually border on the Firth there, I should say.
Well, actually, we're in the process of making a change in that direction.
Really?
Yeah, we acquired – it's funny you mentioned Muirfield a few years ago. They wanted some property that was immediately adjacent to their golf course
mm-hmm.
that our landowner and partner owned.
Mm-hmm.
We traded that property to them, and they gave us some more property
wow.
out near the Firth of Forth. And we're rerouting some holes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we are.
So how many are you going to have now?
Well, we're gonna end up going to have 21.
Oh, really? And yeah. how many? You have 21 holes?
21 holes.
What are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with that?
Well, everybody asked me that question, but,
What are you going to do with three extra holes?
Well, if you think about it, when golf first began, there wasn't any rule. There was 18 holes.
Well, and tell the audience why 18 holes if they don't know.
Well, it's just What do you mean why?
The story that I understand is that's how long it took to drink a flask of whiskey.
Exactly.
And so, when the whiskey is gone, they went in. It's about 18
done.
Ohms.
That's right.
That's how they came up.
Back to the pub.
That's the story that they're sticking to, right?
That's the story they're sticking to.
So,
but, originally they weren't.
What, flasks are bigger now so we can go 21?
Could be. Over there. No, but we're going to keep the three holes as practice holes, but we're going to reroute because the you talked about the experience, and the experience out by the water – by the sea.
I've been there.
It's fantastic.
I've been to the Firth of Forth. It'll take your breath away.
It is absolutely fantastic.
And the way the earth meets the ocean over there is really something.
It
really
is
special.
It is.
The way the wind comes off of that. It's a great thing. Looks like I'm going to be able to go there next year. We're going to try to drop in on you over there sometime
fantastic.
Next year. Looking forward to that. How has the economy affected your project?
Well, it's
because it's a global issue right now.
It is definitely a global issue, and obviously, if you think we're a private golf club, selling private memberships, and
you put together investors to capitalize the thing.
That was at the beginning,
and now you bring in members.
Mm-hmm. And it's been extremely difficult. Obviously, the budgets and the projections that I did originally were really, really conservative. We had to rethink. Completely.
In which way?
Well, obviously less revenue because.
Oh, I see what you're saying. The operating budgets.
The expenditures are the easy part of it. You know what you're going to spend.
You got contracts for that.
That's right. It's the hard part.
Those darn customers.
It's hard.
Yeah.
But if you look at it on an overall basis, on a worldwide basis, private clubs on a worldwide basis have lost members.
Golf is having a tough time right now,
isn't it? There's no question.
The golf club manufacturers are having a tough time right now. There's nobody's unscathed here.
It's
the bankruptcy attorneys maybe not, but everybody else.
It's a reduction in revenue.
Yeah,
and that's what's happened on a worldwide basis. Mm-hmm. But we've gone forward. We moved forward. We've added members, not lost members. Like a lot of clubs have lost percentages of members.
Right.
We've added and gone forward, and we believe that as we sit here today, eventually the whole inertia of I'm just tired of. Feeling mm-hmm. bad every morning, feeling bad about what we're doing. I'm going to change it.
So you think there's an emotional dam out there that's being built up behind, especially business owners, but also consumers. You think that there's all that energy, that emotional energy is going to break loose sometime?
I do. I actually think that coming out of these cycles, mm-hmm. this one maybe has taken longer, obviously, mm-hmm. because it was difficult.
Deep.
It was deep. But I think coming out of the cycles just happens through inertia.
Yeah,
and I believe we're getting to the point where we're getting close, and there's little things that you see out mm-hmm. there that give you that feeling that start to change.
Well, they call them green shoots.
A little bit green.
Joe Cleary early in the previous hour talked a little bit about that. Hold on to that thought. What's the website?
www.trcaa.com.
TRCAA.com.
The Renaissance Club at Archerfield.
Yeah, the Renaissance Club at Archerfield, and check it out, folks. It's a beautiful place. And Jerry Sarvati and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.